USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn.
Remnants of China's rogue Long March 5B rocket reportedly landed in the Indian Ocean this morning after its uncontrolled descent was tracked around the world over the past week. Reuters reported the landing, citing information from the Chinese government. The rocket is one of the largest objects in recent history to strike the Earth after falling out of orbit following a Chinese re-entry last year, which struck a small village in West Africa. No injuries were reported from that incident. The death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has soared to over 50, many of them adolescent students. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100, according to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Octomom has been beat out by Nanumom. USA's Wendy King has the story.
A woman in Mali has given birth to 9 babies. 25-year-old Halima Cisse gave birth by cesarean section to 4 boys and 5 girls on Tuesday. The nonuplets have yet to be verified by the Guinness Book of World Records for the most births from a single woman. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
States have asked the federal government this week to withhold large amounts of the COVID-19 vaccine amid plummeting demand for the shots, adding to an already growing U.S. stockpile of doses. More than 150 million Americans, approximately 57% of the adult population, have received at least one dose of vaccine, but government leaders are digging in to persuade the rest of the country to get inoculated. The Biden administration announced this week that if states don't order all the vaccine they've been allotted, the administration will shift the surplus to meet demand in other states. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Bad behavior on flights is way up. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America.
Flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior. Unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Severe weather predicted for Missouri and parts of East Texas and the South for this Mother's Day. Storm warnings continue across the South as we get into the week. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.